So I've just been having a chat with Megan Kimmett, who lives in Watson Lake. Hey, Megan, I just wonder if you could introduce yourself and let us know what your official title is and what your role is in Watson Lake.
My name is Megan Kimmett, and I am the official recreation programmer for the town of Watson Lake.
Great, thanks very much. And I know it sounds like you've been doing some really neat things in your community. What would be a success story for you, something that really stands out?
I decided when I was on maternity leave that I wanted to do something that would bring health and wellness to the community. And I know a lot of people struggle with weight loss and getting healthy, so I decided to do a Biggest Loser Challenge Watson Lake edition. It's nothing like the TV show. It's all about people getting healthy and learning to be sustainable and be physically active and take care of themselves, mind, body, and soul. And this is the second year I've done it, and I was really taken aback by the emotional response I got last year. Like, people really come to you and talk to you a lot about the reasons why they're heavier and why they struggle with physical fitness and why they struggle with learning to eat properly, and it's really inspiring to be able to bring something like that to your community members. I have 24 people enrolled this year and 30 last year, and it's been really good so far.
That's phenomenal. Wow. That's fantastic. Way to go. And so this was an idea that you had and you ran with it. Was anybody else involved in this project?
Not really, no. It's just something that is very important to me, health and wellness. And just, it's hard for people to sift through all the advertising and people saying this is a healthy product and it's not, and they just want to eat properly and live well. And I go online and I look up different, like every week they get a handout just to help with meal prep for the week, or diagrams of sugar and how it affects your brain, and they have weekly physical challenges they have to do. So it's just something that I've slowly worked on, and I do a lot of research, and they get packages in the beginning that they can read to. One's all about how to eat properly and make the right choices, and the second half's about physical activity.
It just sounds so amazing, and I'm really, really glad that it took off and that it's continuing to be successful. That's really great. So what I'd like to do now is just go to the other side, and I know that each community has its own challenges in terms of recreation practitioners trying to do things like this. What are some of the challenges that you face in Watson Lake?
Getting people engaged and involved and actually coming out to events is a huge struggle. It's really, can be really frustrating and disheartening at times when you put your heart and soul and you work really hard to bring forward what you think is a great event, and people just don't seem to care or show up. It can be really difficult.
Yeah, thank you. Is there anything else that you want to add to your list of challenges?
The Watson Lake I grew up in was incredible. I mean, they built the ski hill, everybody. They built Lucky Lake. It was a town of incredible volunteers, and I've never seen another community that had the spirit and the heart and soul that Watson Lake did. And I noticed that as that generation is retiring from volunteering, the next generation, which sadly is my generation, isn't picking up where they're leaving off. And I think that that's a countrywide issue where people just don't volunteer the way they used to.
You know, I'm sure there's people listening to this that can relate to what you've just said. Thank you so much, Megan, for your successes and the challenges that you face, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much.